this. 28 minutes to 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, Monday the 29th of July. Almost the end of July, almost the end of winter, and the beginning of brighter, better things ahead, particularly if you're an entrant in the Miss Bellito pageant. And right now, being a Monday, we have two of the finalists in this year's competition in the studio with me, Tiara Tanapalan, nice name, and Gabriela Ferreira. Welcome to the studio, girls. Welcome to the afternoon show.
Thank you for having
Very
us.
Very cool to have you both in the studio to answer some questions about who you are and what you're aiming for, and you know, all the things that people want to know about who you are. Let's just find out, starting with Tiara. Firstly, how do I pronounce your surname?
It's Tanapalan.
With a T-H, like
Tanapalan.
So not Tanap. Tanapalan. Okay, thank you so much. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay, so I'm 24 years old, currently living in Stanger. I work in Salt Rock. I'm also in the process of pursuing my career in cabin crew.
Cabin crew. So you're going to be sailing the wide blue. Why?
Flight attendant.
Oh, that kind of cabin you're going to be flying.
Yes.
What do you have to do to become a you used to have to be a certain height. They've scrapped that, have they?
Yeah, but at Sky Aviation, it's not really compulsory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you want to fly?
Because I love traveling around the world.
Okay. What's your favorite country?
Dubai.
Have you been?
No.
Maybe it's not when you get there. Oh, let's find out about you, Gabriela. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I'm 19 years old. I'm currently studying digital marketing, as well as doing an internship at a local company in Bellito called Maraschino Marketing Collective. And
that's very good. You've got a plug in there for your company. That, you see, this is the whole part about marketing. The more you can get the information across, the better you do. You see, so you're doing well.
Yeah.
And what do you hope to become ultimately once you've qualified?
I'd really just want to pursue my dreams of becoming like a very, very advanced and, you know, creative digital marketer, as it's something that's, you know, upcoming in the future. A lot of people are working towards more digital stuff.
Definitely going that way, the whole world. Yeah. Everyone's becoming redundant. AI is taking over.
Yes,
that'll be one of these days. They can't take over flight attendants, though. There's some little robots out now. Chicken or fish? Or chicken or beef? Okay, so let's find out a little bit more about how deep this passion goes. Let's talk about social issues. I mean, that's really what you know, people get excited about. What do you believe is the biggest issue facing your community today, Tiara, and how would you address it?
I think it's the disfortunate in the community. There's a lot of children out there that are very less fortunate. The ones that, like, some of them don't even get lunch in my community. So as a Miss Bellito finalist, if I had to win Miss Bellito, the difference that I would make in my community is just be there for them and just do my best to just
give them lunch.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about climate change, for example, because, you know, it's an important issue. Gabriela, how would you combat climate change if you got this magic opportunity to do so? What do you think would be the best solution to start tackling the problem?
I've done so many of these projects in high school and school in general, so I've actually been very interested in the whole climate change thing, majority of it being in the ocean as well, like with the coral and the fish and all of that. But if I don't really know, but if I had the option to, you know, try and stop or combat climate change, it would probably be firstly, to help the animals and the ocean life as well, but, you know, just to give them a better life. I mean, the stuff that they are going through right now, the whole environment itself is going through right now, is not fair, and I would just really try my best to, you know, make it better.
Okay, cool. Let's take a little musical breather, shall we? And then we'll come back and find out more. I'm with the Bellito, Miss Bellito 2024 finalists, two of them, Tiara Tanapalan and Gabriela Ferreira. They'll be back on the other side.
Forgive sounds good. Forgive, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
Listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
At Suzuki Salt Rock, we love our customers and we love our Dolphin Coast community. As a family-owned business, we're passionate about supporting your motoring needs with new and used car sales, genuine parts, and an expert service center. We even offer collection and drop-off for our service clients. Visit our dealership in Umhlali Village opposite Cindy's and view the Suzuki Salt Rock Facebook page for the latest deals today.
Have you entered the Life and Style Trail Run on Saturday, the 17th of August? Tickets are being snapped up at just 140 Rand each to the most exciting adventure run in the region. Choose between a challenging 10 or 15 kilometer run following the Warrior Race route through the hills and valleys of the new Salt Rock City precinct. There's an easier 5 kilometer route for the less adventurous too. The first 300 entries get a great running shirt and cap and more in the goodie bag, so don't miss out. Enter now on racepass.com. To avoid disappointment.
88 FM. Live from the center of Bolito.
And we're back at 18 minutes to 3 o'clock on the afternoon show, powered by Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles, and with me in the studio, Tiara Thanapalan and Gabriela Ferreira, two entrants, two finalists in the Miss Bolito 2024 contest. And we're carrying on finding out a little bit more about them. Gabriela, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
It's actually quite funny you asked that. My dream, or it's been a thing for a while, I've been dying to go to Bali in Indonesia, and I'm actually leaving tomorrow to go to Bali.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that so? That's like magic. I mean, has it been you've been dreaming about it for a while? Have you been working towards it, saving towards it? Who's paying for your trip?
My boyfriend and his mom.
So yeah. You obviously got your eye on the prize, eh? Good for you. Don't lose that focus. Tiara, let's hear a fun fact about you that nobody else knows, or very few people do.
Well, a fun fact about me is I'm actually a twin. Not a lot of people know this.
Twin sister? Twin brother?
Twin sister.
Are you identical twins?
Identical twins.
Really?
Just 1 minute apart.
Wow. Now, that must have been interesting for you growing up so far, because did you ever get confused? I mean, did people confuse each other?
Every day. Till this day.
So, have you ever played tricks on anyone?
Yes, we love to do that.
I mean, that's brilliant. Yes. Hey, and who's more intelligent? Or are you identically gifted?
We're the same.
Because it would be so cool if one was really good at this subject and you were very good, write exams for each other. We mustn't be cheating. Let's talk about things seriously. Let's find out some general knowledge. Tiara, beauty. You know, some people say beauty, well, it's only skin deep. But I think in the world in which we live, it's an important thing. What does beauty mean to you? Yeah. Oh, sorry, Gabriela. I looked at you and called you Tiara. Gabriela.
To me, beauty isn't anything to do with your physical appearance. It's in your heart, in your soul. It's what you're passionate about. I think that's what makes, you know, a person beautiful.
Mm.
It's not their physical appearance. It's, you know, their love, their passion, their inner self and how they interact with others, how they treat others. I think that's beauty to me.
Okay. That's cool. And the physical thing? Not at all.
I mean, yes, it plays a part, but to me, like, you know, your heart and soul is more important than your physical attraction to me.
Ultimately, I think that's quite true. Yeah. And let's take a look at, if you were to, Tiara, think about success, because there's a lot of emphasis these days on being successful. And quite rightly, you want to do what you do and you want to be successful. What does success mean to you?
So for me, basically, success means working hard and pursuing your goals to the best of your ability, no matter what may come, whether it's in your personal life or anything other than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could meet any historical figure, anyone that has been featured in a, a history book or a movie or a something that from the past has inspired you, who would that be? Who would you like to meet?
Nelson Mandela.
Why?
Because he's very, well, he was a very inspirational person to everybody in South Africa.
He absolutely was. I met him twice.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And you're quite right. You know, a lot of people, and I was in the media, so I still am. But he met a lot of people, and he had time for everyone. That was interesting to me.
Yeah.
No matter whether you were there working, as I was, or whether you were there as a great ambassador from, he treated people pretty much the same way.
Yes.
You know, and that I think is a mark of someone special. And Gabriella, what movie or book have you read or seen that has made an impact on you?
It's quite an old movie. I'm not sure if you know it. It's called The Fault in Our Stars.
I like the way she looks at me and says, quite an old movie.
Like, not old, but like it was made a few years ago. It's not recent.
And what was it about? Because I haven't seen it.
It's actually about this young girl. She falls in love with, obviously, a guy. And when she falls in love, they don't know that she actually has like a severe like cancer. And, you know, it's like a fight of cancer, but also fighting for, like, the relationship. And to me, it was a beautiful story because, I mean, she fought, and the guy also just fought all the time for her. And I just thought it was a very, very beautiful story.
Yeah, that would inspire, I think.
Never give up, yeah.
Lovely. Okay, but now let's turn our attention towards the competition. Because this is ultimately why you're here. What do you think the judges are looking for, Tiara?
I think they're just looking for someone to be themselves, most of all.
But if themselves is a real flop, I don't think that's so cool. Not that there are any, but I'm just
suggesting. There isn't any, definitely. They're looking for someone. Well, the whole competition is about raising funds for charity. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So they're looking for authenticity.
Authenticity, yes.
That's the thing.
And, yes.
And do you reckon you've got what it takes?
Definitely.
Super. And Gabriella, ultimately when the time comes, because you're all winners, you know, I mean, you've got this far, so that's magnificent. There can be no feeling of anything other than victory in your hearts. But someone is going to be announced the winner.
Yes.
And if that's you, what will that mean to you?
If I was, you know, crown the winner, I wouldn't, it's an achievement, of course, but it's something even greater. I mean, being crowned Miss Bellito, it's a very unique opportunity to me. You can make a substantial impact in the community. That I would support charitable projects, raise awareness for particular issues, empower the youth by being a role model to others, as well as organize
She's
many
not reading this at
events.
All. Not reading that at all. I'll take your notes away. Very good answer. I know, but ultimately, you know, I think the contest primarily is there to give you an opportunity to make a difference, both of you.
Yes.
And the final question to each, what is the difference that you, Tiara, are going to make?
The difference I would make in my community is definitely to be there for my community and make a difference by being there for the less fortunate, because to me it's very dear to my heart.
Positive role model.
Yes, be a positive role model and be an inspiration to young girls out there.
And I'm sure you are that.
Definitely,
yes. Just by being here, you are. And Gabriella, what does it mean to you?
Something similar to Tiara. Also, just to, you know, having the platform and being able to be a role model to other people, you know, try and influence other people to get involved with their community. It's very important. As well as just, you know, try and fix some issues, always give back to the community, make a difference, and yeah.
Well, I can honestly say that both of you make a difference by being brave enough to enter something like this, because it's scary. And then not only to enter the competition, but to acquit yourselves well and to become finalists, and then to come on radio, which is a scary thing. It is, huh?
Yes.
And look how well you've done already. So you are role models already, and from here, the sky is the limit, and you're going to continue to inspire. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show. I'm holding thumbs for you. and ultimately, you are all winners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Come the end of the competition, you will remain right up there with the best of my favorites. You are my favorites. Today, you're my favorites. So, well done for entering, and thanks for being with me on the afternoon
show. Thank you so
much. Lots of success for the competition. The afternoon show continues.